The FT.
Deutsche Bank is examining whether to move parts of its British operations to Germany if the UK leaves the EU, underlining the potential fallout in the City of London in the event of Brexit. Germany's biggest lender, which employs 9,000 people in the UK, is the first big bank to assess the consequences of a British referendum on EU membership due within the next 2 years. I'm Patrick Jenkins, the FT's financial editor, and with me in the studio to discuss the move is Martin Arnold, our banking editor, and Laura Noonan, our investment banking correspondent. Martin, you broke the story this morning that they've put in place an internal committee to look at the risks around Britain's exit from the EU. Is this just game playing, lobbying, or do you think they're genuinely concerned about Brexit?
I think it's a mixture of both. I think they are genuinely concerned and they are going to do some genuine work in assessing the implications of the various scenarios. Obviously, the UK could stay in the EU, but even if the UK does vote in the referendum to leave the EU, there are a huge range of possibilities, from a complete break with the EU to many kinds of negotiated settlement where we're allowed various shades of access to the single market, for instance. And that will come down to a lengthy political negotiation between the UK and the major European powers. So, you know, they will look at all those scenarios and decide what actions they would need to take. I think, though, there is a political message here, which is that most of the big banks operating in the City of London, certainly the investment banks, are huge fans of the UK staying in the EU. They see great advantages for themselves and for the UK generally of them being able to passport from their UK subsidiaries into the rest of the EU market, the other 27 countries, and be able to sell freely financial services to customers across the bloc without any kind of impediments. And also the benefits of freedom of movement. You can't underestimate these kinds of advantages. So Deutsche Bank is being a good corporate citizen by letting it be known that they're doing this in order to try and make it clear in the debate that leaving the EU will not be a cost-free decision for the UK to make, and it would really hit the City of London.
One interesting fact that you pointed out in your story, they are the only bank that's doing this, despite the fact that, as you say, it would hit the city as a whole, particularly in the investment banking community. No other bank has set up this kind of committee.
Yeah, I'll just refine that slightly. They're the only bank who say they are doing this. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if other banks weren't doing a bit of work on this behind the scenes. I think they're certainly the furthest along in setting up a formal group with senior executives from their risk and from their research and from their UK management arms to do a formal piece of work and to report the results back up to the board. Other bankers I've spoken to who would be involved if their banks were looking at this have said to me, well, what contingency planning can I do? Because there are such a range of possibilities. How can they possibly plan for a contingency where they just have no idea what the outcome is going to be? How can you possibly start drawing up plans for that?
Could just bring Laura in on this, because obviously one of the main single market advantages that you referred to is on the investment banking side.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really interesting that actually Deutsche Bank is the one which appears to be furthest along on this road, because Deutsche Bank is a large Eurozone bank, so they have easier options. They already have substantial operations in their home market, Germany. I think it's actually going to be a bigger issue for the large US investment banks who are here in London, because some of those don't really have major hubs elsewhere in the Eurozone. So it's quite easy for Deutsche Bank to access the single European market from their home country, Germany. It is a lot harder for these large US banks. And certainly having talked to them, they are definitely thinking very hard about things. In terms of contingency planning, Martin is right. It is very hard to work out how you would deal with different things, but you are able to do something to cut the risk. And how you do that is if there's any activities which you currently have in the UK, which you could just as easily do elsewhere, it probably makes sense to do it elsewhere because you don't have the risk on that. But in terms of actually trying to align things which are difficult to move from the UK to elsewhere in the EU, I think people aren't really taking those steps yet, because people do think that there will be a sensible solution, that it isn't going to be that the UK exits the EU and that's it, everything's off. I mean, there will be a phase-in situation, and most likely they will come to some kind of agreement around the common market access.
Yes. Martin, a final word?
One practical area where most banks expect the activity would probably have to move is all around the trading of euro foreign exchange, euro-based securities, trading of euro debt, both sovereign and corporate debt. It's quite likely that that would have to move onshore within the EU, at least, if not within the eurozone. And there's already been a challenge from Brussels on having some of the euro-based clearers based here in the UK, which the UK government successfully saw off that challenge on the basis that the UK was a member of the single market and therefore it was fine for them to be here. But if the UK was no longer a member of the single market, was outside the EU, be a much tougher case to say it's fine for those euro clearers to be doing all this euro-based business based in the City of London.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.